Carson makes me so mad. I wish he would just leave me alone. I feel like I'm gonna explode.
Don't keep your anger bottled up. Instead, make sure you talk to someone you trust. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Last week, when I opened a bottle of pop, it fizzed all over me and made a huge mess. I guess it had gotten shaken up. Anger is a lot like that, too. See, if you're dealing with a bully at school or having some trouble with a friend, make sure you don't keep it bottled up all inside. Instead, make sure you talk to a parent or a pastor or even a teacher, and don't forget to talk about it to God, too. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." Our story for this Sunday is called Roman's Rotten Apple. Roman stomped into the house and headed for the stairs, not even bothering to say hello to his family. "Hey there, Roman," Dad called from his place at the counter. Roman mumbled something and then proceeded upstairs and slammed his bedroom door. The house shook. Eva, his sister, entered the house a moment later. Mom finished chopping a potato and gave her a hug. "What's wrong with Roman?" Mom asked. Eva opened the fridge and dug out an apple. "Well, this kid named Carson Peters keeps bullying and teasing him," she replied, "especially on the walk home from school." Later that evening, Roman was asked to help make his mom's famous homemade applesauce. As he chopped apples, he remembered some of the things Carson had said to him on the way home from school. Infuriated, Roman slammed the knife into the apple. The apple squished and splattered all over him and the counter. "Oh dear, I suppose that was a rotten apple. I should be more careful when I pick out the bags at the market," Mom said, wiping the gunk off Roman and the surrounding area. "Why did you slam the knife so hard?" she asked. "You could have hurt yourself." "Well, I was just thinking about what this guy Carson said to me earlier. He says a lot of mean things." "I think how you're dealing with this is a bit like that rotten apple," Mom said as she mashed up the good apples. "You've been holding all this inside. Allowing angry, bitter feelings like that to stay in your heart can make you rot inside. Eventually, they would have overflowed, or in your case, exploded." Roman sprinkled some cinnamon into the apple mixture. "I guess I thought I could deal with it on my own." "Sometimes the only way to deal with something or someone is to ask for help," said Mom. "Jesus loves you so much that He died to save you, and He wants you to go to Him with your problems and hard feelings. He also puts people in your life to help you, like your dad and me. Let us help with the situation and trust God to help you release those feelings and replace them with His love and peace." Well, how about you? Has someone ever been mean to you? Sometimes it's easier to bottle up hard feelings instead of dealing with them, but God wants us to cast our hardships onto Him, and He gives us people to support us. So don't be afraid to ask for help with bullies or other difficult situations, and tell a trusted adult how you're feeling. Trust Jesus to comfort you and give you the power to love those who hurt you the way He loves us. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:7.
"Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you."
And our key thought for Sunday: share your hurts with others. Fill your Easter basket with faith and fun at Keys for Kids. This Easter season, get Down Gilead Lane CDs and Red Rock Mystery Books for 10% off. And here's the sweetest part. Spend $20 or more and receive a free Keys for Kids Easter devotional. The sale starts March 23rd at keysforkids.org and tap shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.